This is Wells Tech, a show that explores the intersection of technology and ministry. Wells Tech is a part of the Streams Media Network sponsored by Wells, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Your show hosts are Martin Spriggs and Sally Draper. Join the conversation at wellstech.wells.net. Welcome back, everybody, to Wells Tech, a podcast about technology and ministry. I'm Martin Spriggs, and this is episode 321. We're recording for December 24th, 2013. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Merry Christmas to you, Sally Draper. Hi.
Thank you, Martin. Merry Christmas to you. It's been a wonderful year, and looking forward to celebrating the holidays here in New Ulm with my family and cozying up and enjoying some family time. But we want to make sure that we include a podcast for our faithful listeners. Tuesday's the day, and so we're recording a little bit early today to bring you a Christmas Eve podcast.
And we have a white Christmas across the Midwest, so that makes it special. And the person next to me weathered the driving conditions today to be here to do the interview. And we have a little bit of ice this morning. And Bill Zicke from Northwestern Publishing House, freshly minted president of Northwestern Publishing House. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
Great to be here.
We do this each year. We try and find an individual who is... you know, kind of high profile, somebody who maintains an area of interest and an area of ministry of interest to our audience and to the Synod at large. So we thought having you on, Bill, would be a great way to introduce people to you and to maybe the future direction, you know, of NPH. You've been on the job all of how many months now?
About 6.5.
Okay, yeah. So you've got your feet on the ground. You've got a little bit of lay of the land, so we can ask you some of these hard-hitting questions
yes.
that we have prepared.
And, and hopefully not stump me.
Okay, yeah. So maybe before we get into that, tell us and our audience a little bit about yourself and what you do and what you like to do and your role there.
Sure. Well, I guess family, we'll start with that. Wife and three kids. My wife has been wonderfully blessed with the opportunity to work from home, and so has been able to maintain her career as we move from Madison to Milwaukee. And I've got three kids. The oldest one is in Minneapolis with his wife, who is studying to be a vet. I've got a son who's actually at the seminary now, studying to be a pastor, just started this year and loving it. And then a daughter who's studying to be a teacher in UW-La Crosse. Okay. So that's the family.
Okay.
Like I said, we moved from Madison to Milwaukee. And a little background on career-wise, I worked for Barnes & Noble for 10 years, opening a lot of stores in the West Coast, and gained a lot of experience with that. And then last 15 years with American Girl. Leading the publishing area for 10 years and then just sort of broader corporate strategy things from there in the last 5 years. So lots of varied experience that I think, varied experience and experience that I think applies to NPH.
Yeah, very interesting. My daughters were of the age where American Girl dolls were everything.
You okay,
know? So
great.
They both have one that kind of looks like them. We made, at the time we lived in the Chicago area, so we went into the American Girl store there.
Great.
And I spent many an hour walking up and down those elevators with that
huge store.
Yeah,
we usually find that the moms are really excited and the dads are usually held hostage. So,
I have three sons and I've never walked in the store, I must say, unfortunately.
That's a blessing, so, I'm concerned. So, new president, Northwestern Publishing House. What is it that attracted you to the position? Sounds like you had some very interesting responsibilities.
Yeah.
You know, working there for American Girl and Barnes & Noble. What is it about NPH that was appealing to you?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, and I think this is true for really everyone that is at NPH, is it's an opportunity to serve God. And you know, for me, that opportunity I'd been seeking out for many years. And it wasn't until it was in God's time that it came available for me to think about. And it just so aligned with what I had done before, with the book retailing, with leading the publishing division at American Girl, and then with the broader corporate, you know, view that I've had in the last 5 years or so, it just felt like the right thing. You know, it's one of those things where I learned about it in the in our bulletin at church. And when I saw it, it was the opportunity. It was just I couldn't not at least investigate it. And then upon investigating it and talking to people through the interview process, just the excitement grew. And so while I am very excited to be there, I'm also very humbled because I realize it's an important position in serving God and expansion of His kingdom.
An important position and an important time in the publishing industry. And I'm sure, you know, that plays heavy in your plans, even just kind of as you hit the ground running. What kind of priorities did you set for yourself in this first year at MPH?
Well, I think the priority that I set for myself, first and foremost, was really learn the business and really understand what it's about. There's a legacy there of over 120 years. And I wanted to make sure that as I came into this, I was first learning about what were the great things we were doing. And then from there, you know, kind of taking a 12-month view, the idea was then look at where the strengths and where the weaknesses were in some of those areas that we could improve. And then establish some strategies to build on those great things that we do and address the things that we could do better. And I think, you know, I would say the 12 months would be effective if we then really started aligning everyone with those strategies. And so that's kind of been the progression over the last 6.5, 7 months, and will continue throughout this year. And so that's really it. You know, understand the business, put in place at least some initial starting strategies to address those opportunities, and then really just rally people around that and begin building skill sets and requirements to get us to accomplish those strategies.
So Northwestern Publishing House is obviously a very critical part of the Wells ministry plans, and we work together, we meet often, and mm-hmm. you hear what we're doing, we hear what you're doing, and right. it's really important for us to work together. Yeah. So as you're looking at that relationship and as you're looking at you know, maybe your future vision for mm-hmm. MPH and its relationship with the Synod, what does that look like 5 years from now, maybe? You know, yeah. as you're sitting and so we're maybe interviewing you again in 5 years, what's MPH going to be like? How is it going to be different than it is today?
Well, I think a critical thing will be that we're relevant. And that means a lot of different things. So I guess, first of all, relevant content. You know, today we do publish books that are really relevant to the people who purchase them, and that's mainly pastors. Mainly more mature Christians, and we need to expand that to make sure that we're relevant in the content that we have for people in all walks of Christian life. You know, our mission is to develop and deliver Christ-centered, biblically sound books and resources for the Wells and beyond. And we really haven't embraced the and beyond as much as we could. Sure. So, you know, looking forward 5 years, I think we're really reaching people in with content that's relevant to them. No matter where their station is in life or where they are in their growth as a Christian. So relevant content, I think relevance also applies to the format of that content. The book was relevant for 500 years, you know, and it's still relevant today. But we need to be in formats that apply to where people are today. So if they're reading on an iPad, that's where we need to be. You know, if they're getting their content from Facebook, that's where we need to be. And we need to be there in ways, in formats that are part of their life every day. And that's changing. So 5 years from now, where is that going to be? We need to be there. You look back 5 years or 10 years, we never would have guessed where we'd be today. So we need to understand that, and we need to reach that. I think also how we're delivering our content. And again, as I said a moment ago, that could be through Facebook. You know, content isn't necessarily a book. Content could be a book divided in a lot of pieces. Content can be a magazine. Content could be a tweet on Twitter. So how we're delivering it. And then I think the fourth piece of relevance for me is we need to have relevant marketing. And we've marketed a lot of the same way for a lot of years. And we still need to stay true to those because we are reaching people through that marketing. But marketing needs to be relevant in received in ways that are relevant to people today too. If sure. you, again, if you think about the messaging that you've gotten in marketing in the last 10 minutes or in the last 10 hours and how that is so much drastically different from how it was 5 years ago. Yeah. So I think it's, you know, it sounds a little cliched maybe to say it's all about relevance, but it really is.
Sure.
That's where we need to be. And if we are relevant in those four areas, we'll be successful and we'll be able to continue our mission.
Know your audience. I hear a little bit of your American Girl background, I think, coming through because American Girl, as you look at that company, a lot of different product lines, you know, appealing to a lot of, you know, a lot of different demographics. Is there experience? Are there experiences there that you're going to be able to bring in? And, you know, are there any similarities?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of similarities, you know, because we, as American Girl is, American Girl develops the content, they print the content, they publish the content, and it really is a very vertically integrated company from ideation of a concept all the way through the actual marketing and delivery of that to folks. We're the same thing. So there's a lot of things that do apply, you know, but there's also some things that don't. You know, we're held to a higher calling, and that's not to say anything negative about American Girl by any means. I think it's a great company. I think the values that it brings to girls and are wonderful. But there's a notch up that we have to be. And so, you know, the important thing is, as we, you know, become relevant and continue to gain relevance in those areas I talked about, we absolutely cannot walk away from our theology or our doctrine. So we have to stay true to that. And so when we meet people's needs through the content we have, and when we find out how to reach people, we'll do that in ways that are relevant to them. But at the end of the day, we're delivering the long gospel in the way that we, as well as Christians, believe it should be delivered.
Nothing more relevant than that.
Right.
Sounds like maybe you've been reading our book. Our current book review is The Shallows by Nicholas Carr. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but he talks a lot about how content needs to change, and content changes because of the way people are thinking these days. And, and that whole relevancy is very predominant in that book as well. I want to focus on your digital products, Bill, and maybe you can tell us. We've seen Forward in Christ is going digital. Many of your People's Bibles and things like that are now available for Kindle and Nook. I'm sure there's a large portion of your content that's available for Logos as well. Is the plan to go more digital with your resources there from NPH?
Yes, it really is. We have 94, I think it is, books in ebook format right now. And as you mentioned, Digital Forward in Christ. We also have taken meditations into ebook format too, so that's available on Kindle and Nook. We also are taking meditations the next step further and looking at developing an app this spring as well. And it's an interesting thing with meditations specifically. You know, a lot of the revenue from at NPH comes from our subscriptions like meditations. And we need to make sure we nurture that and take care of that. But we also need to make sure that we don't fall out of relevance in the ways I just described a moment ago. So from a meditation standpoint, where it's been in the same booklet for 50 years, literally 50 years, how do we stay relevant today? And so ebook is one foray into that, but an app is an exciting way of doing that too. And the really interesting thing about meditations, if you think about the title Meditations, that has such broad appeal. It, whether you're a Christian and you're meditating through your prayer and you're meditating trying to become closer to God and strengthening your faith through meditations, or candidly you're not a Christian and you believe meditation is about you and yoga. So now we have this opportunity to take and put an app on the iStore and put it out there, and it's called Meditations. We're casting a really neat net, an exciting net to Christians beyond the wells, beyond Christians, and candidly, you know, to the world. And so we'll see what happens with that. We're excited about it, but that's another example. And then we will continue with Logos. We are there, as you said, and we'll continue to add new titles in digital format. An important thing to know is, you know, they're not, as much as there's a lot of news around ebooks, if you really look at the numbers, it's still a very small percentage of the book sales that go through ebooks for any publisher. And there are some categories that have stronger sales, but for the most part, religious publishers are around 10% of their business comes through ebooks. So it's something you have to do to be there, to be relevant, and as the market continues to shift, we'll continue to grow that. But it's not a critical business play for us as much as it is, you know, making sure that we're there when the market is ready for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of prophecy necessary, the gift of prophecy, to kind of understand where that tipping point is.
Exactly.
And that may come, you know, and it may be a very drastic thing. It may not even be gradual. Yeah. So
I firmly believe it will come. Right. You know, there will be a time when the vast majority of readers of reading of book content will be on an electronic format of some sort. And candidly, I think that'll be in our personal lives. You know, we're raising an entire generation If you look in strollers and you look at, you know, what are kids' hands, the whole generation of kids that are used to holding these things, and it's part of it. And so we'll see that individually, and we'll see that, I think, in our churches too. You know, there will be a time when hymns are sung from this. There will be a time when people are reading the Bible on Bible Gateway or some other format, you know, in the church, in the pews.
We'll talk a little bit about a survey that we did this past year. I was involved with working with the folks at MPH before your time, even, talking about what's the future of Christlight and its place in the classroom, at least as it speaks to, again, the digital nature or the digital possibilities. Right. What did you learn from that, and where's that all headed?
Well, you know, it's really more future focused for us. There are some things we're doing in Christlight that'll be out for Lutheran elementary schools coming in this spring. Some whiteboard technology that'll be used.
Oh, cool.
There'll also be some of the what used to be in kind of paper format that will be on a DVD and printable at the church and at the schools. So that's the extent that we've taken so far, but we really are looking at then the next version of Christlight and saying where does technology fit into that? Mm-hmm. Just as we're looking at that with the hymnal right now, the hymnal project right now, where does technology fit into that, and how do we make sure that, you know, again, as you said, you have to kind of prophesy out a ways to try to understand where that's going to be, and so, you know, we're taking the survey that was done and evaluating that and looking at where that can really guide us on the next round. So we're taking kind of a soft technology approach on this one, and then we'll be implementing more as we go into the next round.
It was interesting as we were looking at the building the survey and then ultimately reviewing the results of the survey that, you know, everybody that we really asked didn't know either.
Right.
Where are things going to be?
Right.
You know, what are my kindergartners going to be, you know, expecting, or the parents of those kindergartners expecting in fifth grade, eighth grade, whatever, and beyond, and what's going to be available in other resources too.
That's the biggest challenge. You know, that's the biggest challenge. And again, I referred to this earlier, but, you know, you look back 10 years ago and what that technology was then, would you have ever been able to predict where we are today?
Right.
And so, you know, a critical thing that means to us is we don't want to be out sort of on that bloody cutting edge of technology with what we do, because you find that changes all the time. Mm-hmm. It's the key is finding kind of what is becoming mainstream and applying that. So that's a challenge, but that's what we're looking
at. You need to be good stewards. Right?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever called it the bloody cutting edge before. That's a great term. Interesting.
If you've ever been out there, you probably
probably so.
Yeah, it is.
NPH is really big. Obviously, we've just talked about a few aspects of the many things that you're involved in there. We recently interviewed Carl Nolte and Mike Schultz about the HymnSoft program, got a little taste of what was going on with the hymnal. Tell us what you want to tell us about exciting things with NPH.
Exciting things where? I'm sorry?
With NPH. Anything going on that you want to share beyond what we've talked about?
You know, I think, you know, from a technology standpoint, we're really, you know, doing a lot of things that people won't see and some things that people will see. So right now we've just gone through a security assessment of our entire site, of our entire website, as well as our internal systems. We're converting over to Epicor for our business systems completely throughout our company. I suppose if you're in IT, that's really exciting. That's,
but it's important. It may not be exciting, but
it excites some people. But you know, that's going on right now. You know, we're doing an analysis, an assessment of our systems with you in the coming months. You know, we have a website that is people call it our online catalog, which is a very kind of old term in a way, and I think our e-commerce experience right now really reflects an online catalog experience versus, you know, sort of more of an experience that you're used to with an Amazon or something like that, where it's more intuitive, user-friendly, and that sort of thing. So we've taken a step to improve that this year. We've got a new search engine that we've applied to it, which is really great, really works well. But this spring we'll be looking at our website top to bottom and evaluating just the user experience and what it needs to be and that sort of thing. So that's fun and exciting from a technology standpoint. And then Facebook is another one. You know, Facebook historically we've used as a way of just serving up messages, sort of one direction messages, whether it's marketing about product or things going on at NPH. And we've just brought on a manager of social media and digital. and are really going to set up Facebook to be a conversation place with our customers, whether it's pastors or teachers, and or just, you know, folks that are sitting in the pews every day, mm-hmm. And having that conversation, that dialogue, in ways that are meaningful and help strengthen their faith. And then, you know, along the way, we'll provide opportunities for them to see the different materials and products that we have. Yeah. But it's a different approach. It's
kind using of taking Facebook. A publishing model and, you know, making them less a publisher and more a partner.
Exactly.
You
know, that's exactly what it is.
In finding the materials that they need.
Exactly. And just in supporting their faith walk, yeah. And helping pastors do that and providing them with pastors with materials that help them strengthen the faith of those in their
awesome.
Churches. So, you know, those are some of the technologically things that are going on that are exciting at NPH. And they have some are behind the scenes and some will be more visible in the coming months.
Right. Yeah. Beautiful. Bill, thank you so much for
Absolutely.
Taking the time with us. It was great to learn more. I'm looking forward to working with you and seeing where NPH goes, you know, as we move forward. So
excellent. My pleasure.
Sally, Merry Christmas to you and your family. We would also want to share and extend that same blessing to our listeners and viewers. And we have one more show to go this year, and that'll be kind of a year in review. Some of our favorite moments over the last 52 episodes or so. We had a big event in New Ulm this summer where we had our 300th episode, so that was kind of fun. We'll reflect a little bit on that and look forward a little bit to the next year.
Thank you, Martin. It has been a pleasure to work with you, and I enjoy very much, especially these Christmas episodes. We always get great interviews, so what a great way to enjoy our holiday together here on Wells Tech. Thanks.
Yeah. Did we have a music download this week or no?
We do. We're going to hear from Dawn Michelle Williams and her lovely piano talent. She is playing for us today, Away in a Manger. Enjoy your Christmas. Enjoy that download for free for the next week from the Wells Tech podcast website.
WellsTech.wells.net. Sally, blessings to you, Bill, as well. And we'll talk to you in a week. Thanks, everybody.